have successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the world of boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Ryan, we've got to get on that ship.
Attention passengers, the karaoke contest will begin in 5 minutes.
Okay, now we've really got to get on that ship.
Look at me, I'm ship-faced. I'm a nautical disgrace. Round these yachties, I'm out of place. I'm ship-faced.
Thank you, Barefoot Man. This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate, that's me, along with Barry the Boater, rounding out the crew. Okay, when it comes to boating and hunting for Florida spiny lobster, what is the best boat for the job? And Barry the Boater has raised his hand, so I'm hand him the floor. What do you think, Barry?
Someone else's boat.
Okay, right. Ideally, yeah, you don't have to clean up the mess.
Exactly.
But I was looking for a more specific answer.
Okay.
And according to the stats, the center console and 30 feet is the most popular.
20 and 30?
Yep, okay. Is the most popular for lobster hunting and fishing in Florida, at least.
That makes sense.
According to the stats that I saw. So yours is 17. You have a 17-foot Triumph center console, so you have at least 3 feet to go before you...
No, I can take 2 divers, 4 tanks...
Yeah.
And a driver.
Yeah, but it's way too tight, way too small. I prefer something much bigger and luxurious.
Okay. Well, then what I can do is I could tie
a bigger
rope
boat.
Around you.
That's what you can do. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I've been telling you that for years.
No, my truck will not pull a bigger boat and it won't fit in the garage.
Well, just leave it in the water and pay for dockage.
No.
So I'm worth it, Barry.
No, you're not.
Okay, I tried.
But I will take you out, you know, and it is, because I've had you guys out there before, I think on 2 tank dives.
Yes.
And
it's doable.
You have your gear set up ahead of time so that when you load the boat, you load up your tank and your gear and you put it on one side of the boat. You take the other 2 tanks, put it on the other side. Yeah, you have to be careful walking around. You kind of find your place to sit. And you stay there until we get to where we're going to drop you off.
Right.
But it's doable on that boat. And you've been on the little inflatable that Walt has by his house.
Right.
And that's even smaller.
Yeah, but inflatable is a little easier to manage if you're just jumping in and jumping out. Like, you have to be all geared up pretty much. It's not very conducive, like, if you have to gear up once you're out on the water, especially if there's any seas. But if it's flat, calm, it's okay. Because usually what we do... get all our dive gear ready to go, just like we were using a dinghy on a liveaboard.
Right.
So you're just sitting on the side of the inflatable and ready to roll off into the water. That's the best case scenario for something like that. But it's not, you know, super convenient, but it's doable. And, and your 17-footer is okay. It's tolerable, but, you know, once again, I prefer something bigger. Well, handle the seas better. And give you more flexibility and, you know, that kind of
thing. Well, the nice thing about being down here is that next week the regular season starts and it goes all the way to March 31st next year. So we have
a lot of time.
Days and lots of weeks that we can go out here.
You know, the thing about the beginning of the season like this, you have first shot at the lobsters. They're not very skittish because they've went through several months of divers not going after them, so they might not be as, you know, spooked every time they see, some person swimming around blowing bubbles.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the chances of catching more are higher because, you know, they haven't been picked over yet, right?
Right, and there's not as many people.
Yeah, but once the season starts, you know, also at the beginning of the season, there's a lot more lobsters with eggs generally.
There were a lot of them out there.
Yeah. And that's why they close the season down. They give the lobsters some time to procreate and have baby lobsters. And, the mommies haven't, dropped all their eggs just yet, but another, month or so that'll pretty much be done. and you might have a better shot in that regard. So, you know, there's pros and cons of waiting and that kind of thing. And then if you wait for after a storm or something, that stirs them up.
Oh, that's kinda, the best time.
Yeah, replenish the reef and all that kind of stuff. But going back to the type of vessel, this center console, the reason that it's so popular for fishing and lobstering is, why do you think that is the case?
Well, it's just the access. With the center console, all of your controls, everything's right in the middle.
Yep.
You have companionways or walkways on each side, you know, on the port side and starboard side that allow you to walk from bow to stern. Some of them will have, you know, like, what is it? The Boston Whalers, they started with this. Remember, they had an actual door on the side of the hull where you could open that up and a ladder would come out and you could just climb up like we do on the commercial boats.
Right.
Or you have ladders, you know, built on the back, on the stern of the boat.
Yeah, on the transom there, yeah.
On the transom area, so you can climb up.
So from a diving perspective, but just for fishing, too, having the center console, you can get all around the vessel, you hook a fish, and then, you know, that fish
you could walk
with it. To go all around the vessel. So if you had a center console, it's much easier. So mission-wise, center console, best boat option for fishing. But that doesn't mean you can't do a pontoon or a different type of vessel. You just gotta, you know, and you gotta take into the limitations or things that you want to do. And if you want a more utilitarian type of vessel, like, you may go lobstering every now and then, or you may go diving off the vessel or fishing, but you really want to have it to be able to cruise the intercoastal. Well, you know, pontoon might be the way to go, right?
Just kind of depends. It's like a miniature boat of what we go on when we go on the commercial boats. They're just large pontoons that can handle the ocean. But I wouldn't want to. I could fish off of, let's say, what do they call them? The jet boats, like the Yamahas. You know, they have 18, 20 footers.
Right.
But if you look at those boats, they're really more for traveling around and hanging out at the beaches or the sandbars, the way they're designed. So
like a power cat, you mean?
Yeah, the gunnels are wider. They're more built for comfort, not necessarily for, you know, jumping off with dive gear on. You could fish off of it,
right?
But again, it's just not the most ideal fishing boat either, because you know you have to deal with all the stuff. Yeah,
that's the trade-off. All right. Yeah. So if your main thing is to go offshore, and you want a V-hull center console boat, probably is going to be your best option.
Right.
And if you want to use it for entertaining or cruising around and just being social, pontoon might be the way to go. Like a power
pontoon,
cat.
The pontoon can work.
Yeah.
To dive off of.
Yeah. Well, absolutely.
The water's flat.
Exactly. I was going to
say. Got to be flat.
Well, that's the trade-off. It isn't going to take the seas as easy as a V-hull center console. Then, of course, you got a shallow draft flats boat. Like, so if the main mission is you want to go out there and fly fish in the, you know, in the Gulf or something, or in the flats and do stuff like that, a flats fish or flats boat where you can get in much shallower places.
Like in Biscayne Bay, plenty of areas in Biscayne Bay.
Well, or down in the Keys.
But any boat.
You know,
or down in the Keys.
Go bone fishing and stuff like that. If that's, you know, you got to think about the main mission of what you will want to do most. And that really will determine the type of vessel that's best for the job. But can you modify or do a little bit of everything with any type of boat? Yeah, of course you can.
Sure.
There's trade-offs.
Yeah, you could do it with a sailboat. You can do it with anything that you get on and off the boat with.
Right.
It's just a matter of the waters you want to get into.
Yeah. I mean, you have the most popular, fishing, lobstering boat, with the exception of it's not big enough. You're 3 foot short of the, you know, average. So you got to get a bigger boat.
I'm a short guy. So
you're going to need a bigger boat, Barry.
I'm not getting a bigger boat.
You need to at least be average. Yeah. Don't you feel inadequate with being shorter than most people in Florida?
The best selling affordable boats are 17 foot center consoles.
Okay. He's lying. He's a liar. See? More coming up on The World of Boating.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.